You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Rangers are putting their team together in preparation for opening day, and it's actually looking pretty good. So let's check in with T.R. Sullivan on what's going on there. I'm Allison Footer, T.R. A.J. Griffin, it occurred to me a couple weeks ago when I saw him pitch in San Antonio that this guy is probably a lock for the rotation, and now that appears to be true. He's had a really good spring. What have you seen from him that could really fortify this rotation?
Allison, you know, he missed 2 years, came back last year, pitched okay, had some injuries. I think the big thing this year is that he's healthy. His body's in better shape. He's got a better feel for all his pitches. Just overall, he looks like a major league pitcher, ready to go. He's had a great spring. And, you know, this is a guy who can, you know, give you six innings a night and, you know, keep your team close and give yourself a chance to win. They won a lot of games with A.J. Griffin pitching for them last year, and I think they expect the same thing this year.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking at – I was, of course, suspicious of the pitching kind of coming into spring training. There just were so many question marks, injuries. I don't know. There's some elements that give me hope for this team. One, they really don't need a fifth starter until the middle of April, which gives them a little bit of – it buys a little time for them. But I don't know. It seems like things are coming together. And this looks like a pretty strong team from a pitching standpoint. Am I being too optimistic on that?
Well, you know, when you lead your rotation with Cole Hamels and Yu Darvish, and then you got Martin Perez, the number three guy, that's a pretty good start right there. I mean, sure, there's some question marks about number four and number five, and because Andrew Cashner and Tyson Ross aren't going to be on the opening day roster. They're going to be middle April, early May. But the other thing that's been great is the bullpen. The bullpen has just been outstanding. You know, Sam Dyson at the head as the closer. You know, they got some power right-handed relief pitching there. They got Alex Claudio from the left side. And this kid, Mike Hochschild, that they took from the Astros as a Rule 5 guy, he's going to stick as a middle reliever. He's pitched extremely well. So, you know, their pitching is looking very good. Their lineup is deep. But overall, I think, you know, Adrian Beltre has a little nagging calf injury here in camp. Carlos Gomez is missing time with a jammed shoulder. But for the most part, it's been a pretty smooth camp for them, and I think they're ready to go.
So they had a Rule 5 guy, Mike Hochschild, who really was pretty impressive. This is a time of year where teams have to decide whether to return their Rule 5 draft pick to the original team or keep them. They have to be on the roster the entire season. So he's really carved a place for himself on this team. Where do you expect him to slot into that bullpen?
Middle long relief guy, 2-3 inning guy. He can start, and he has started in the past. He's pitched much better out of the bullpen this spring. Just comes in, throws strikes with two or three pitches, and shows no fear. Knows how to get the job done. This could be another good Rule 5 draft pick for them. You know, the other one they got 2 years ago, Delino DeShields, he's had a fantastic spring, probably the MVP of this camp. And you got to like what the Rangers are getting out of that Rule 5 draft. They can't sneer at it anymore.
That's true. I mean, there are some diamonds in the rough when it comes to Rule 5. So, okay, good stuff. And the last thing that we're going to do is turn to an interview that you did with Jeff Bannister, a little Q&A previewing the season. So let's take a listen to that.
Jeff, one of the things you've stressed early in camp was incomplete mission. What does that mean for you?
Well, our mission has always been play for a World Series and bring a World Series title to North Texas. That part of it's incomplete. There are different aspects of when we set out, we have goals within that. Ultimately, it's to get into the World Series and play for a World Series championship.
One of the things you've been stressing in this camp is premium defense. That's near and dear to your heart. What kind of message do you talk about with your players in that regard?
Well, it's cherishing the baseball. It's always knowing the situation at hand, where we are in the game, where you need to throw the baseball, catching it, being prepared, on time with your feet when you're on the dirt, focused when you're in the outfield on watching the swing, watching the ball off the barrel. It's handling the baseball, making the correct throw, and more than anything else, it is being set the gold standard for routine plays. There are teams that have great athletes that can make outstanding plays, but it's about being the best at the routine plays, because when you're best at the routine plays, you're not adding on pitches for your pitcher. There's a domino effect in errors that really doesn't get monitored or looked at or talked about or even measured in a game. Last year, in the first 2 years, with the number of errors, we've looked at just the sheer volume of pitches that our guys have to throw and the number of outs that we have to get. We're below average across the board. When you think about pitches per inning, where the average in Major League Baseball is about 16 and a half pitches per inning, we're on average about 16.8. Doesn't seem like a whole lot, but when you add that over 162 games and all the innings, that's a lot of pitches, a lot of extra outs, and it takes its toll. There's collateral damage. It takes its toll not only on runs scored, but on the pitching staff.
Okay, now, coming into camp, there was two big competitions, left field and the back end of the rotation. And the thing that I think stands out to a lot of people is how well the competition has been and how multiple guys have stepped up in both roles. That's got to be a good feeling for you to be able to pick and choose who you want in those spots.
Absolutely. It's been one of the best competitions in my tenure here of look, we've been looking for somebody to put a foot down and take hold of a job out in left field. And then also, as any other team, we're looking at the back end of the rotation, somebody to step up. And the reality is, all of our guys have performed very well, not only in-game, pre-game, daily work, but just the instinctual way that they've played the game. In that left field spot, we've got three, four guys that have really shown up and allowed their skill set to play. And for three of those guys, look, you can envision all those guys being on the team and playing a key role, not just in left field, but in multiple spots.
Now, the starting rotation is still going to be headed by Cole Hamels and Yu Darvish, two potential number one guys. That's got to be a good feeling to have a rotation leading off of those guys.
Yes, it is. And to have those two guys spearheading the front of that rotation, it is a comfort feeling. However, we do know that it takes more than five throughout the course of a year. And so developing those guys that can come in at 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and even 8 deep that can give us quality starts along the way. But when you have those two guys at the front, it really allows you to have the feeling that, look, hey, at any point in time, we can stop a mini losing streak.
Finally, we talk a lot about team goals and putting the team first, but there's a big, significant event coming up early in the season, and that's Adrian Beltre going for his 3,000th hit. And I know he doesn't want that to go before team, but that's just something that's worth celebrating simply because Adrian's worth celebrating.
Yes, it is. Will be an incredible feat for any player, but for a guy the caliber of Adrian Beltre to be able to show up every single night and watch that number slowly tick down or quickly tick down, however it goes, but know that that eventually he'll get to that point. The anticipation for not only for our fans, but everybody on this team that unis up every night, it'll be a grand feat that we'll all celebrate. I'm sure a bunch of guys will try to touch the top of his head, but it'll be fun and one that I can't wait to celebrate.
Can't wait to start the season. That's Rangers manager Jeff Bannister. Thank you, Jeff.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.